25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 15th. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Luke 15:10. Devotional. Jesus gives us a glimpse of heaven here. The angels rejoice when a lost soul finds their way back to God. We can trust the red letters of Jesus, especially if your answer to the question, "Who do you say that I am?" is God incarnate. He was there. As Jesus continues to show us through his life and ministry, he explained through many parables and examples that the heart of God is to rescue, support, and love those who wander. Those who believe they are self-sufficient and have life figured out are less likely to see all that God has in store. And that's the difference. Hearts who are dependent on God are much more likely to see his work in their lives than hearts dependent on self. You've probably had a glimpse into this. Some of the most frustrating years as parents are the all-by-myself years. Of course, we want them to learn from their mistakes and be independent, but that same stubborn tenacity can be applied to relationships in later years. God gives us freedom within safe boundaries and always an open door to return when we wander too far. Maybe you have a wanderer in the family this Christmas. Or maybe it's your own heart that has felt far from God. It's never too late to turn back. Rest in knowing that there is no condemnation upon return, just wide open arms of a Father who never left. Prayer. Lord, I know I can be stubborn at times when life doesn't seem to be going according to plan. Help to soften my heart toward your perfect will today, and to open myself to those who are making their own choices. Help me to have that same joy and respond with love and grace when others turn back to you. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.